2022, the year to finally get your finances in check. The money doctor, John Lowe, is with me here on Lunchtime Live for, well, some advice on how to budget properly. I suppose, John, before we can start into the new year, for a lot of us, it's going to be about paying off the credit card and the debt from the Christmas of last year.
Sadly, you're absolutely right, and Happy New Year to you and,
same to you.
And to all your listeners as well. The residual kind of feeling after Christmas is going to hit a lot of people. I mean, just one little tip for the credit card holders who probably maxed out their credit card and they don't know what they're going to do because they can't afford to pay it all off in one go. There's a number of companies, four of them actually, who would actually take your balance and you transfer it across. Now, you have to have a fairly decent credit history, I might add, so no blips on your credit history. Transfer it over and you'll be given 0%. And there's one institution that will actually give you it for 15 months. So if you say you had a 1500 bill, you can't get rid of that in 1 month. You pay off 100 a month for 15 months. And at the end of 15 months, you've got no debt. And that one is the longest one, by the way, because the other three are 6 months. So your 15 months is on post money. So to transfer your credit card, that's just one little tip. Debt as well, you know, your Christmas, unfortunately or fortunately, comes around every year. So there's absolutely no point, if you have a debt, of extending, say, longer than 12 months because we've got Christmas next December. So I would suggest that certainly look at any, if you have a debt that you just can't get rid of, go to your friendly credit union. Your bank is generally a little bit more expensive than say, credit unions, and they are actually dying to give out money at the moment. So they would be the first port of call, and see, can you put that debt, if you have it, over a 12-month period, so that by the time Christmas comes next year, not only have you paid off that debt, but you've been able, hopefully, to be able to save a few bob in the meantime.
Okay. What is the best way to start budgeting for the new year into January? Because I know for a lot of us, John, what often happens is you've actually been paid for the month of January. If you get the monthly paycheck, yeah. It's often happened nearly in the middle of December.
Absolutely right. There's too much money at the end of month. It's one kind of put it. It's a brilliant time of the year, Andrea, to actually do a budget plan. And you know, I give a free budget planner away. By the way, it has all the categories. It tots itself up, and it's nice and simple, like I am basically. But you need to do that once a year, and at the start of this year, it's actually a brilliant time to do, because then you can find out how much does it cost us to run our lives on a monthly basis. So once you've looked at all that expenditure, you know, even your simple things like your a TV license is €160. Divide that by 12, it's €13.33 a month. And if you've got income coming in on the other side, that means you don't have to worry when that bill comes in because you've budgeted for it. Now all you have to do is do the rest. And then when you've finished all of that expenditure items, you ask yourself two questions. Number one, do I need it? Number two, is there a better or cheaper alternative? 2022 is all about getting value, and you need to get the value in your pocket, not for anybody else. And as I say, once you've done that budget, then you'll find you've either in a surplus or you've got a deficit. If you have a surplus, that means you can plan. You can plan to see whether I'm going to put more money into my pension. So many people have no pension at all. Some people have think they're doing great because they got 5% going in and the employers are putting in 5%. But the sad part is that 10% is not going to do you the kind of luxury that you've become accustomed to in your ordinary life, or your working life.
So
once you have that surplus, then it means that you can literally you can plan children's education. It costs $42,000 to send one child to third level. So it means even if you're putting away, and you're able to put away, the child benefits of $140 a month, that only accumulates to €28,560 on the 18th birthday when it stops. Mm. So you're still $14,000 shy of that amount to send that same child to third level. So it is all planning. If you have a deficit, of course, there's three choices. You earn more, you cut costs, or you prioritize. And that's why, Andrea, over the last 5 years, that more than 300,000 people have stopped paying their health insurance. They simply can't afford it.
Okay. So really, John, has that had that much of an impact?
Absolutely. I mean, I have to say that the budget is really where it's at for me, because then you know how much money is coming into the house and you know how much money is going out. There's lots of things you can do. A lot of people say, why don't you write, get a diary, an ordinary diary, and handwrite in, you know, what you're spending for 1 month, just to see, are you frittering away money? There's one guy came in to me a couple of years ago, actually now, and he said he had to have 3 lattes a day. I said, do you realize how much 3 lattes a day cost? He says, I don't care, he said. And he had a shake in his hand. I said, look, you know, it's going to cost you €2,000 net. For you to earn that, you've got to earn 4,000 nearly to guzzle coffee for a year. I said, at some stage in the future, you're going to find a priority like changing a bedroom into a nursery that's going to cost you 4,000. You're going to ask yourself, where am I going to get 4,000?
Cut back on the lattes. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because, like, often I find it's when you sit down to do the budget plan, it's the subscriptions that you have, these monthly subscriptions to things, that you totally forget about.
You completely do, and it's automatic because you signed a direct debit and it's gone into your account. This is, as I say, the primary time where not only are you doing that budget, but you're looking at what is actually going out of your account, for instance. So you need to do it on a dual basis. So, I mean, you know, the gym kind of direct debit or, you know, whatever other direct debit that you have, you have to ask yourself, do you need it and can you afford it? And is there anything then that you can actually cut back on in order to save money so that you can do other things with it, like saving for Christmas or going on a main holiday or paying off that bubble amount for your car that's going to be coming up in 2 years' time or something?
And is it about deciding as well, John, like if you can, you know, maybe I want to go on a holiday in August or September of this coming year. You know, I'm going to give myself a budget of X amount for the holiday and then working back now in the savings over the next 8 months for that.
That's exactly it. You know what? And the joy, the absolute joy you get from knowing that when that time comes in August and you have religiously saved for the last 8 months and you've put all that money away and now you've got it, now you can reap the reward, which is to go and have a really nice holiday and not worry about the money or a debt when you come back, which is what some people do. They leave it till the last minute. They go to the local credit union, to the local bank, or their overdraft, or their credit card, and they just spend, and then they worry about it when they come back. That's the wrong way to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah, so spending maybe less and spending differently too?
Spending differently, being clever with your money. I mean, you know, if I say to you that you can get a ton of nails for €1,000 cheaper than it was, say, last year, well, why would you go out and buy a ton of nails when you don't need it? The same with all the other things sometimes that we tend to go out and buy. You know, I mean, we're inundated with stuff at Christmas. It's just unbelievable the amount of junk that's actually passed from one person to another. All meaningful and well, you know, regards and all the rest of it. But you don't really need half it, to be honest. And I don't know how many people, I don't do it now, I have to say, who might get a present and then rewrap it.
You don't do the re-gifting, John?
No. Well, that's the thing, you know, although some people would now start actually, they might go to a shop and start actually buying now for next Christmas, because you can buy some of these stuff, these things are a lot cheaper now.
Listen, John, thanks a million for joining us here on the show today to just give us some, I think, good starting points, little tips that we can use now throughout the next 12 months. John, thanks a million. John Lowe, of course, from the Money Doctor, I should say. John, Happy New Year to you and thanks again.